Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year! I don't.
Yeah, see, that's why the YouTubers are just now hearing us. We're live.
Woo! Hey, guys.
And our, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't know what our people over at Blog Talk are hearing. You might be listening to some Angry Birds from the London Philharmonic Orchestra, but I'm really not sure. The Angry Birds.
You're hearing something. We know that.
Yeah, you're hearing something. I just don't know what it is.
Ginger, we didn't get your nightly ritual thing.
Oh, shit. Really? I'm done.
There we go.
I think we can be sued for that, Ginger.
I feel like the night is complete. I heard Ginger say penis. I'm happy now.
No, she sang it to the tune of I Dream of Jeannie is what made it.
I know. I think it's awesome. I think that was a very creative way to do it. I applaud your effort, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Let me go ahead and tweet that.
I know. I'm crazy.
See, me and Ginger have bonded over Don't Starve.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
We have bonded.
We absolutely
are going to play because I had training the last 3 days. This is my last day of training, so I'm not working except, I have a meeting on Monday. You know what? We'll talk about it. But, yes, we are definitely playing this weekend. Yes.
Awesome. I can't wait.
I did some research on the Krampus. Wait a minute. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Krampus. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was like a dream I had about cramps. But, yeah, Krampus. I did some research on it. On the crowd, I'm ready for his ass this time. You bring it on.
No,
all the trucking Krampus.
Krampus, bring it.
The only thing that pissed me off was when we had that one world where we couldn't kill the damn rhino because we were in the tentacle land.
that was you too.
Me and Ginger got pissed off about it. We didn't know what was going on.
And Krampus all right. was crazy.
I love Krampus, though. Krampus was fun, because I've never, that's actually a folk tale. Krampus is a folk tale, and Krampus is like the evil Santa Claus. He comes, and he steals the bad boys and girls, and he takes them away.
He's Santa's brother.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, he really is Santa's evil brother. That's actually Krampus. It's a real folk tale.
I forgot what his name is. It's not Krampus, though. He's a...
No, actually, it is Krampus. That's like a nickname. I'll find it for you. But while I'm doing that...
Tell my old pagan girl here his name is not Krampus. I will find it for you. He comes from paganism. Thank you. It's not Krampus, but I forgot.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking
There's
at Krampus.
There's another name for him, but Krampus is a name for him. There's lots of different names for him, but Krampus is actually like Saint Nick's evil brother, yes, that is actually his name. Anyway, I know my folk tales. Don't mess with me. And it's actually a German folk tale,
I will thank you not to refer to my religion as folk tale. Thank you.
No, not that. I'm talking.
I am rolling my eyes at you. I'm about to snap all up in your face.
Do not make.
I have no idea what's going on here. I'm lost.
Go ahead and yell out penis. That should take care of it.
We're waiting for it. Come on,
Ginger.
What?
Oh, my God.
Penis? Oh, my God. I'm lost.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right. She is so out of it today. Let me go ahead and introduce the show.
She missed a whole
She did. She missed a cue. I'm so disappointed in that. All right. It's Thursday. It is June 8th, 2015. It took me a minute. I was like, what? Okay. Penis and vagina.
Yeah, I figured I would shake it up.
Penis and vagina. Alrighty then. It is June 25th, 2015. It is Thursday, time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, because we are always rough, raw, and we are always ready. Oh, yes, we are. All right, moving on. I'm Snow White. Yep. And then
I'm sorry.
That's Corey. Just so y'all know, that's Corey. You okay?
Steam sale, sorry.
No.
I'm not
going to get me to buy something else. No. And then we have Ginger, who apparently is off her game today. Hi, Ginger.
I am. I just woke up a little bit ago.
That explains it. I think I'll go ahead and let you go. Can I do something really funny, by the way? Really funny.
Hit it. Hit it, Snow!
All right, so there's a game called Rust. Oh, you know what? I was too busy talking. I didn't think to pull up anything about it. But Rust is this game where you actually start out as everyone looks exactly the same. You are butt-ass naked, and you're a guy, and you actually have a dick. You have a dick, okay?
Dangly
part. So you're butt-ass naked, huh?
I said a dangly part. You keep talking. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up.
Okay, thank you. So Rust is you start out butt-ass naked. You have a dick. And that, for those of you that don't know what that is, that's the dangly part between a male's legs. Okay, so you have a dick, and they said that in Rust, your penis size is actually determined by your Steam ID.
Oh, I did not know this. Thank you. I bet mine is.
I'm not really sure about that. So, okay.
I'm sorry.
So here's a little bit of a. This is I found the story on Game Politics and I giggled so hard when I read it. But it says if you have a small penis in Rust, blame it on your Steam ID, according to this PC Gamer report. Now, apparently, developer FacePunch is using Steam IDs to determine what length, size your penis will be in the game. This mildly amusing news is from Reddit, where a video showing off the effects of different Steam IDs on penis sizes in the game was posted. And while Rust creator Gary Newman confirmed that the report was accurate, he wouldn't go into detail about the process other than to say that it is tied to Steam IDs. He says, like tallness, face, head size, jaw definition, race, and limb size, penises are also randomized. He says another big change is on the way, too. Female characters. We might
Thank
have some
you.
Actual boobies and vaginas in there.
I
because as much as I love dick, I don't want to run around watching a naked dick flounce around. Thank you. I'd rather watch boobies bounce. But anyway, in a recent blog post. What?
See, now Ginger and I were talking about that because, you know, Ginger's a big Reign of Kings fan and there's no female characters in there. Is that they're worried about, oh, what about crimes perpetrated against women? You know, that could be taken out. You could allow reporting to go on. I personally would not mind it as long as I can return some of those violent tendencies.
You can. And see, the deal is everyone uses voice. Everyone, mother trucking, uses voice in Reign of Kings. So the minute I speak, they know I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. There's no, oh my God, that's a 12-year-old boy. They know I'm a girl. And, so the whole, well, you know, we don't want you to play a female because we don't want these things to happen to you. The minute I speak, I'm already a target because I'm a girl. But the deal is, because I'm a girl and I'm playing a game that is violent, I mean, even if I weren't a girl, it's a violent game, I know what's going on. I know I run the chance of being captured. You know, what's the worst they're going to do? They're going to say some shit to me? Oh, I'm going to throw it right back at them and probably make them, you know, run away with their dicks between their legs because, you know.
Well, the thing
is that you all need to
stop thinking that, this is the only time I can say sometimes men step into this whole chivalrous mode, or mostly the developers, oh, we don't want anybody doing anything violent to girls. I just saw yesterday one of my friends on Facebook posted a video of a woman who is in jail, and she's a murderer, and we're not talking about the man did anything to her. She just killed him. She captured him. Lured him to her house, tied him up, and tortured him for 3 days, and then killed him. And she has no remorse about it. She's like, yeah, that bitch deserved to die. And she's like, and you should give me the death penalty. So women can be just as violent. I need you to stop saying that women can't do this. And I'm not saying put it in the game so that women can do this. But if you're going to let the guys have a game where they're violent, it doesn't make sense not to put women in because you're worried about what will happen to them. What you need to do is tighten up on the age limit because no 13-year-old girl or 14-year-old boy should be playing a game like Rust and being a character, you know, where they're dangly bitch.
No.
Should be an adult that can handle, hopefully, because some of you can't, they can handle playing an adult game where, you know, we're naked or whatever have you.
Even if it's just a naked guy, I know you're like, well, you know, guys have seen penises before. Well, I got news for you. It's not just guys playing the game because I got in the game and I played it. And I know I've seen a penis before. I've seen a dick. But, you know, what if I was a younger girl playing the game and I have never seen a penis before?
You know, hold on. Is this game in any way recommended for certain ages? We need to know.
Russ, I don't know that they...
It actually does have... You know what? Let me see if I can find out.
I have loaded up on Steam, and that's something that we have not discussed. Steam, I need you to put your ESRB ratings up here.
Yes, we need to know the ESRB ratings.
I don't think this game is recommended for, you know, older teenagers to adults. been fly the penis, man, everywhere, penis.
Well, here's
and
a perfect example.
If your 12-year-old daughter sees this, well, why is your 12-year-old daughter playing an adult game?
We have all played in Second Life, and I can tell you Second Life is the most, woo. If you want to talk disgusting, I'm not going to even say some of the things on the air that go on in Second Life, okay?
No.
If people can handle Second Life, and we have not heard of anybody getting kidnapped or murdered or raped from playing Second Life, and when I tell you, if you can think of it, how horrible it is, it's in Second Life somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Then we can handle it in a Rust or a Reign of Kings type of game where it's a more controlled environment, in fact, because Second Life is player built, and Second Life just let them, you know, the Lindens are like, just go, run rampant. You created this world, do it. You know, they have a couple things they don't allow you to do, but that doesn't mean people don't do them. They just don't say them out loud now. So, yes, it's still going on. But please stop with the whole hand-holding. We have to be nice to the girls. I would like to be able to be a girl and, you know, have a guy try to approach me and say something and be able to just hatchet him in the face. That would just be fun for me in a game, not for real, in a game.
I do want to play devil's advocate because I can kind of understand where the developers are coming from. Not all females who are gamers are as able to handle themselves as we are.
Then don't play.
Not all females have gotten that thick skin quite yet. You know, because when I first started, I was very timid. I was, you know, if you can believe that, I was very timid.
And where?
I was very shy, very sweet. When I played Final Fantasy XI.
That's different. We're talking about where you can be, you know what I mean, where you can be naked and do those types of things.
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about giving back what I got. Like, guys would shit talk me because we would be in guild or whatever, and they would, like, find out I'm a girl, and they would shit talk me, and I wouldn't have the gumption to be able to say things back to them because I was very timid and very shy. And I'd be like, bitch, please, and I'd go on about my thing and do whatever I got to do. But a lot of women who, especially those who are just starting out playing, they don't have that ability quite yet. So I can understand where the developers are, what they're saying, but honestly, if like you said, if you're allowing guys to go in there and be violent all they want, then we should be allowed to do the same thing. And I like men. I do. I like looking at naked men, but I don't want to see a naked man all the time. I want to, you know, play a girl.
I just don't think I'd be bothered because I've been in Second Life for so many years. It's just really nothing that I have not seen that you could throw at me in a controlled controlled environment compared to Second Life.
Yeah. And Reign of Kings, that is one of the things I ran across. There is a girl that plays on one of the servers that I play on. She has a harem of men that she keeps around. She has cages. Yes. They build her keep. And it is always one of the strongest keeps on the server. And then she keeps iron cages outside that she keeps them in.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole lot of role play going on in there that I'm just like, I'm going to walk away.
Holy shit, you go, girl.
Yeah, because, you know, I was playing a good guy. And, I saw a guy in a cage, and I was like, sir, can I help you? Can I help you? And then all of a sudden, I hear from inside, step away from my slave. And he's like, mistress does not want you to talk to me. I'm not supposed to talk to other people. I'm like,
oh my God.
I would have very quietly typed to her, work, bitch, work. But
it's true. It never fails. You'll see her, you know, out collecting stuff, and she has a guy on a leash that she's dragging around behind her.
Oh,
I'm
about to the girl work.
Oh my God. You go, girl. Now, I have seen that in Second Life. Constantly.
It's not strange to see in Second Life anywhere.
See it in a different game, that's awesome. That is
yes. I mean, at first I was kind of like,
first you were like,
I don't know what's going on here. I'm used to this in Second Life. I don't think about this in another one of my games.
Not over here. I don't really. Age of Conan had it for a while.
It's like whenever you see somebody out of the setting that you're used to seeing them in, and you're always kind of taken aback, like, I don't know how to act right now. What am I supposed to do?
Yes, totally and exactly. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to walk away, because usually people in a cage want you to save them. Oh, please let me out. They're going to kill me. Please let me out.
You should have known that from Second Life. As soon as you saw the cage, you'd been like, he want to be in there. He wants to be in there. I'm just going to leave him there. He wants to be in there.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I was like, all right, sir, I'm going to, y'all go and have nice
sir, can I help you?
I'm going to go this way. I think I saw a bear.
I like, I said, sir, can I help you? That's my favorite part. Sir, can I help you there? Can I help you? I'd have passed by and be like, he want to be in there.
He didn't I would hope that if somebody saw me in a cage, they'd be nice enough to, you know, try to, you know, help me out and get me free, not kill
well,
me.
Sometimes we want to
be
in a cage.
Sometimes you want to be in a cage.
Which is why now I walk around naked, and then they try to attack me, I pull out this gigantic motherfucking hammer. You want some of this, bitch? I will one-shot you in the head. Back off.
So y'all remember when we were playing?
Where do you pull it out from?
Yeah, that's what I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Do y'all remember when we were playing Fallen Earth and the guys
were
messing with us? Do you remember we were playing Fallen Earth and the guy was like, what is that on y'all's back? And we all pull out the rocket launchers, the pink ones.
Yep.
What? Yeah, oh, you want? Yeah.
It never fails. Every time I go into that game, I have somebody ask me about that. Oh, my God, where do I get a rocket launcher? I want a rocket launcher.
I'm going to start charging $1 for them bitches. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So we.
I know, right?
I gotta talk about this because I was going nuts before the show because I saw this. I don't know how
happened.
Oh,
you want
me
to share the video?
No, I'm talking about Amazon Echo. What are you talking about? Well, you're talking about the other thing. Well, I was gonna let you do that one since you were.
Oh, okay.
I already had my total geek out about it. Okay. Those of you who do not know, Amazon has created a new device. How come my screen is frozen there? That's really weird. Thank you so much, Amazon. Amazon Echo is what it's called for $180. I know you're like, what the hell is Amazon Echo? Well, this lovely device controls every other device in your house. If you have a smart house, your lights, light switches. Yes. Oh, I love it. Oh,
damn.
With your voice. The other day.
Yeah, do you see it? You don't see it? Goes on sale July
4th. What I was looking at Home Depot did not have the whole 360 audio. That's different.
Look at that. Yes,
oh
look at all that.
Oh my God, I want it.
Look at that. It works with iPhone.
Like your smart house stuff?
Okay, let me see. It says it's hands-free, always on. It's a personal assistant. It answers your questions, tells you about the traffic, the weather, stuff on the web. It recognizes your voice so that if you are in the kitchen speaking with your homie Slice, it knows which voice is yours. Okay? Wait, I'm going to turn the audio down on this one because I don't want audio. But y'all see? And it all lights up all pretty. You see that? Again, you can pre-order this now. I cannot tell you how excited this makes me because when I was little, the geek that I was, this is the world that I dreamed that I would live in that was I could just walk in a room and say, lights, tea, ice, and walk out and come back. And get my iced tea and walk out.
Motherfucking yeah. Oh, my God,
yes. You watching that? You watching that right there?
Yes, I'm watching that.
I am so excited about this. I cannot wait.
I wish you could see the look on my face right. I'm, like, almost in tears. This
yes. It's been a week of stuff like this where it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I want it so bad. Oh, my God.
And it's not expensive as you would think it would be. Again, it's $180, which I'm, you know, amazed that it costs so little.
They look so stiff right there. Look at them. They're like, oh, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, okay. So now here's the drawback. Okay, you do have some other things that you may need to get that will work with it because right now not everything works with it. You might need a Belkin Wemo switch.
Worth it.
It's $43, which still, again, not bad. The Insight has and Light Switch also has some things you might need. Hue A19 Lux BR30 Bloom Light Strip. They're also supported by Echo, which allows you to control the lights in the house using voice. And just awesome. I don't have a smart home yet. I'm looking to move into a home in 2 years. This is going in my house. I'm not going to buy one yet because you know there are going to be some new incarnations by the time I move. But
and they are going to be cheaper, a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, hell of a lot cheaper and support more devices. But, yeah, there will be one in my house. I need to walk in, you know, just like Demolition Man and be like, lights, and have everything turn on. I love that. I love that. that. But just so you know, even if you pre-order it now, it will not ship until July 14th. It won't ship until then. Do not go thinking you're going to order it and it's going to show up tomorrow. I know some of you have Amazon Prime. You're like, it'll be here tomorrow. I'm going to have that bitch tomorrow. No, you have to wait July 14th. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so now, see how I led into what you're about to do, Snow? Go ahead and throw that video up and show them what else we were geeking out about this week. And
okay.
I don't know if Ginger saw this because I did not hear any type of response from the Gingers about
she's
this.
I did,
and then it had me doing a Google search for other personal robots.
Watch.
Not
okay,
robot.
So we've all seen Back to the Future. We've all seen the hoverboard. We've all wanted one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Lexus has
presented
to
everybody.
Share to everybody. There we go.
I am sharing to everybody.
Okay, it was so weird. Every time, like, Corey would talk, it would disappear.
Okay, well, how do I fix that? Hold on. It says, you are screen sharing. Stop.
All right, it's good now. It's good. Go.
It says I'm doing it. I don't know. Understand.
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm so confused. All right.
Hey, it's all right, go.
All right. So, Lexus has created a real rideable hoverboard. Now, they say it's rideable. I'm not convinced, but I'm going to go ahead and play this video while I'm talking. He's got a nice butt. I just noticed that. sorry, got a little distracted. So, this hoverboard is made out of some really funky looking metal. So, he's on a skateboard. He walks over, and oh my God, would you look at this? There's only one, unfortunately. And I think there's only one because the technology is really difficult to come up with. Now, we're really not sure.
Yeah.
All he does is put his foot on there. So we're not sure at how much weight it can handle. Because did you notice whenever he put his foot on it, it kind of dipped a little bit?
Well, it's
I don't know how much weight it can handle. Well, I know, but I want to know how much weight it can handle.
I
want to
say that it uses rare earth magnets is what I was reading.
Yeah.
There's no magnets. There is no magnets. I forgot what the material is, but it is based on quantum levitation, which there is a metal, but it's not a magnet, and there's another material that hovers above whatever that metal is. It's actually down there in the description. If Snow would scroll down, it's there in there.
I'm sorry, I was staring at the thing. I will scroll down some.
Now,
okay.
If you are overseas, you can go and see this. It's going to be in Barcelona. And don't be trying to steal it. I already said I was going to try to take it, but you already know this is going to be under some serious armed guardage.
Because somebody will try to steal it.
Yes, because it is a Lexus hoverboard.
Not just a hoverboard, a Lexus hoverboard.
Yeah, it has some of the same elements as a Lexus. I can't accept that they're only going to make one. I think they're testing to see. And as you all know, Lexus also makes Toyota. Same car.
Yes.
Same car. If y'all didn't know, some of you are like, I'm Lexus. And yeah, you're driving a Toyota. You paid extra money for the name on the car.
That's all you paid.
It's the same damn car. I'm not even joking. You don't believe me? Go to your Lexus dealership tomorrow and then go to a Toyota dealership. That is the same fucking car.
Same damn car.
But they gotta make one that is retail that is kind of like a Toyota. I need to have this. But in the practical applications of what we were talking about, me and my coworkers, was that after watching, there's another video that shows the science behind how this works. It is extremely stable when it's above this particular metal. So I could see firemen using this. I don't know how. I am not any type of a contraption designer, but I could see them using this because it even defies gravity. Like, if you put it on a wall and this metal is on the wall, it'll stay there. Just like in Back to the Future. Remember when he'd go up walls? Of course, he'd slide and then he'd flip off. He had to have a little foot strap, but I'm sure they could do something similar for our firemen.
They could make it with kind of like a seat or a stabilizer that goes around their waist.
Yeah.
So as they're going up, it's like a real easy buckle thing. Like, there's an easy way to unbuckle it, but it stays buckled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can flip open easily.
There's something somebody could come up with.
Yeah.
The thing is that imagine them being able to go up the side of a building without having to have a ladder and being able to get people down.
That would be amazing.
Awesome.
Stop scrolling. I'm pulling up the actual website. Hold on.
I'm just, we were all excited and geeked out, but like they said, only one. You can see it in Barcelona, and whoever came up with the marketing, if it is you, brilliant bastard you, because it's marketing the car that they're going to be showing off in Barcelona. But you know that hoverboard is going to be there. I hope they get some good footage for us. I want to see somebody ride it, and I hope that they change their minds. Or somebody will take the science. The science, like I said, is totally doable when I looked at it. When there's actually a science professor that's, you know, demonstrating how it works, what they did. And it's totally doable. I see somebody else picking this up and running with it at some point. You see how it looks like a Lexus?
It does. It's got the whole, like, smooth shape to it.
Tennessee, they lie.
It uses magnetic permanent levitation.
Tennessee, they lie. The video that they have for their that shows the science says there is no magnets. But
liquid nitrogen-cooled superconductors. Oh, wow. Liquid nitrogen?
That's why it's smoking. That's why it's smoking.
Yeah, that's not smoke. That's liquid nitrogen.
You don't want to open up until somebody going to open. No. Somebody would open that shit up and just die.
If you do that, it will actually, like, it'll feel like you're being burned, but it'll rip the skin off.
Yes.
It is nasty, and it's got permanent magnets.
Like dry ice.
Yeah, it's basically what it is, kind of.
Gorgeous. Would love to have it.
It is so pretty.
It's very pretty. And Pre-Teenatrix says, can I have that?
Can I? No.
I looked at her. I was like, dude, we may have to get one. I may have to learn how to ride a skateboard.
I thought this wood was bamboo. Bamboo is actually incredibly strong.
Yes, and can handle having liquid nitrogen under it and not break, crack, because regular wood would dry out and crack with the...
Yeah.
You see what kind of geeks we are? Yeah, the regular one. It would dry out, it would crack, it would do this.
And bamboo does it because it's more flexible. Like it's able
to adjust to its environment.
Yeah, exactly.
I just...
Oh, my God.
One in my lifetime, please, somebody...
I just really want it. I really do.
I want to see it created in my lifetime, and I want to buy one. I just want to have one. I may not ever ride it, but I need one in my lifetime. We've been joking all over the Lexus page. Like, everybody's like, okay, I got a hoverboard, but I don't have a hydration machine. Somebody said, I don't have a fax machine in every room of my house connected to my TV. I was like, well, you don't really need one, but we do have the video TV, and we do have the ability to watch multiple channels at once. Did y'all notice all the inventions?
Yes.
From Back to the Future that we do actually have.
Sci-fi is becoming reality. It's really going on.
Crazy. I love it. All right, somebody else. Yes.
Well, Ginger had to step away for a second, but let me go ahead and go again. And we talked about Anita Sarkeesian.
Oh, God.
I know. We talked about her last week, and Blaster went off on a tangent and then got us going off on a tangent. Because when she first started speaking, I supported her 100% because she really did have some good points. But then I realized she's not really a feminist. She's just a bitch. She just is bitching constantly. It's like a load of negative bullshit that you have to shovel through just to get to whatever point she's trying to make. And honestly, no one wants to dig through all that shit. We really don't. Make your point. You don't have to be negative all the time. A feminist supports the females instead of nitpicking and bringing down all the males. You are not a feminist. You're just a bitch. But so Anita Sarkeesian, outside of E3, there was actually anti-feminist flyers going on. Okay. And I don't agree with the flyers. I think the flyers were very tasteless, and it really just empowers her to say more negative things. So it said stuff like femme, as if being called a femme is an insult. It's really not, by the way. They got called her a femme and a freak and said, all your tropes belong to us, honey. I mean, and just using all of these like horrible sayings. And there's more posters, one that said the hashtag Gamergate pwns Sarkeesian, and another one said Kotaku Union, gamers reject feminist poppycock, and just really stupid shit like this. And I don't agree with these flyers. I do not agree with them at all. But I
do have them so we can see them? You have them?
No, I don't have them. I don't have pictures of them. I just kind of have...
Well, what flyers am I missing?
Anita Sarkeesian...
Anita Sarkeesian, yeah, anti-feminist flyers at E3. So I do agree that she needs to back off the negativity, and it really is the negativity that's bringing all of this on her. And I understand you do have to, you know, we do bring up points. We are negative sometimes, bringing up things that need to be brought up. But we also, on the flip side, we actually support women. We actually support women in games, and we're planning on doing more to support women in STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. We're doing more to support them, but we're not all negative. And that's what she has to remember, is being a feminist does not mean that you're just a bitch. It really doesn't. You can be a feminist and say absolutely nothing negative whatsoever at all, period, and you're still a feminist. You don't have to be a bitch to be a feminist. She does not understand
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, exactly. You do not have to be a bitch. You should not be a negative Nancy.
She don't have to be anti-male. You just have to be pro-female. Do you understand there's a difference?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. We at Game and Atrix are not anti-male.
No,
we are not.
Unless you submit. Pour syrup on one every week. Just saying. But
exactly. We're very pro-male. We're very pro-male, but we're very much more pro-female.
Yeah. We're just anti-certain behaviors.
Correct.
We said this last week. I don't look at her as a gamer feminist. I think she started to do, this is what it looks like. She did a school paper, and people said, oh, that's a wonderful school paper.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a YouTube video? She did a YouTube video, and then she got all this acclaim, but she was not really ready for what came afterwards.
No.
If you're going to stand up and say some of those strong things, you have to be ready for what comes next to, yes, possibly lead people, because they're going to expect you to step forward and lead. And if you're deciding that you're going to lead, would she step forward like she was going to? Because she could very well have said, you know, I just had something to say and I've already said it and I'm done. Then when you're stepping forward to lead, then that doesn't mean you go around insulting all the males.
Right.
It's kind of like, what was that girl that got these two guys fired last year because she overheard a conversation?
Yes.
I have been mad at her forever.
It was an inside joke. You overheard it. Nosy little Nancy, bitch.
And it was none of your business. I overhear conversations all the time. Hell, I live in apartments with very thick walls, but sometimes I overhear things. Somebody happens to be standing outside my door. I'm not going to open the door and say, don't you dare say that about that girl that you're dating. No, it's none of my business. And the same thing
exactly.
went on here. I have been in PAX and passed through crazy conversations, but I'm not going to stop and jump on every single person I pass
by. And honestly, if you are at a conference with men and they're saying something that bothers you, have the ovaries to stand up and say, hey, I don't like you saying that around me. I would appreciate if you wouldn't. You don't have to be a complete bitch about it.
Well, even then, if it's a private conversation, you can get up and move, is the thing. That's why I didn't understand
that I agree with, too. But if you don't feel like it, instead of like going on a massive social media website and getting them fired,
yeah,
okay, if you're going to do something about it, don't be cowardly and get them fired. And
they didn't even
know
what was going on. They didn't even know
what the hell just happened? Have the ovaries just stand up and tell them to stop talking if you're going to be all about that. I'm telling you.
Here is the difference. Well, you know, I've had something similar happen. I think when we were a couple of shows back, we were talking about frag dolls. I showed you guys the video. Now, the same video that I filmed, about 2 minutes after I filmed that video, there was a guy next to me that was checking out Mischief. For those of you who remember Mischief, one of the second group of frag dolls. And he was commenting on her boobs and was like, ooh, I wish she'd jump up and down some more. And I could have, you know, recorded him and put it up on Facebook and YouTube and went, oh, this sexist bastard. I could have also said something to him, but you know what I opted to do instead was to look at him and make sure that he saw me looking at him and make sure he felt embarrassed about it. I didn't even have to say anything. That was it. Girls, that's pretty much all you have to do. When, you know, you can tell when it's a certain type of guy. He knows he probably shouldn't have said that and realized that there's a woman standing next to me, and he promptly shut up, and that was the end of it. But what I'm not going to do is start taking pictures and put this guy's face all over. Ladies out there, understand something. Men are different from us. They are just visual. There's certain shit that they're going to say. Where you need to stand up is if somebody touches you, you see them touching or saying something to your friend. Now, granted, if this guy had yelled something out to Mischief, who is a very good friend of mine, yes, that's a whole different story. Would have been some throat punching going on maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, dude, what? Mm-hmm. But he's having a conversation with his friend. It's tasteless. It's a little tacky. But I don't need to say anything. I could just look at
it. And women, don't even deny it. Women, there are sometimes you say things to your girlfriends that you would not say
to a man.
Yes.
To I'm going to put in air quotes here, normal people.
Yes.
Because you parents here on the show, us girls, we get downright raunchy and dirty sometimes. But if we're out in casual company, we wouldn't say these things to people.
Hell no, we wouldn't. No.
And we say them here because, you know what, the guys that I hear that listen to the show like this, it is kind of like I walk to the girls' locker room and I get to see what you girls talk about. That's why I love to listen to the show. We have a lot more guys that listen for that reason than we do women. And that's why we talk the way that we do. This is what we talk about when we're with our closest girlfriends and there's nobody there now. Or my Nana, who is, you know, my Nana who just did
it. Her Nana is awesome. But I like the whole, this is my favorite thing to do. If I'm walking in public and I overhear something that I'm not supposed to overhear, I don't get upset about it. I kind of turn and I look, and I just lift an eyebrow and I cock my head to the side, and it only takes a couple of seconds of them looking at me and go, ooh, sorry, and then they turn red and it's over and I walk away, and that's it.
That's all that it should be. It should not be destroying somebody's life.
No.
It should not be that you think because you heard or saw something that you are now a feminist and you need to destroy somebody's life. I keep stressing that. If you are a true feminist, again, you do not need to be anti-male. You need to be pro-female. Anita Sarkeesian, you have a little bit of power now. Just a little iota of tenuous power. Use it properly. Why don't you go to some of these organizations and start setting up scholarships for little girls, women, and everybody else to go to school for whatever it is they want to go to school for. Let it be sponsored by a gamer because everybody already thinks we're crazy and we don't contribute. And quit playing the victim. Oh, I said something, now they're jumping on me. Quit saying stupid shit, and then nobody jumps on you.
Yes, exactly. Now, I do not think the flyers should have gone up. They were tasteless. I agree.
It's nothing that you not to be expected.
No, exactly. And that was going to be my next point. I also agree that her being the way she is and just pulling a whole load of bullshit negativity, she brought it on herself. And I'm not saying that makes it right. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Okay. But knowing the way society works, knowing the way that social media works, knowing the way that the people in mass work, if you put out a load of bullshit like that, you can expect a nasty backlash. It's going to happen.
I ironically liken this unto civil rights movements during the 60s. You had two different civil rights leaders. You had Malcolm X. You had Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Martin Luther King was about peaceful, you know, quiet, and then you'd have Malcolm X was like, in your face.
Yeah.
You need to pick one of those people and emulate them, Anita. Either you're going to be in your face, and if you're going to be in your face, then you need to be sensible about it. It's not just being negative. It's I'm a woman, and you can't understand what I'm talking about in the first place. I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to deal with the women. And that's how you do it. I'm like that. I'm going to call Trina out. Trina at Gaming Angels is like that. We're very militant. Ginger on our show, as you see, is very militant. But that doesn't notice we are not anti-male with this.
No.
So you
No,
are,
man, I like penis. Need a good penis now and then, you know?
Yes, now and then.
What are you talking about? Now and then?
That's not enough frequency. Just saying.
Right? That ain't enough for me.
You need to pick a stance. Stick with it. Stand up properly. We were behind you at first, but now you are like off on some tangent. I don't know where you're going.
You need to bring it back. Rein it in, girl. Rein it in.
Rein in that crazy.
We even highlighted some of your videos because I was like, these are really good points.
I even tweeted to her. No response.
That's the other thing. A true feminist is going to respond to other women because that's how you create positivity among other women. That's how you become a leader in your community, is that I'm going to respond to everybody that's female. You may not respond to men. Again, that doesn't make you anti-male, but I want to only talk to women because we understand each other is how it should go. We need to move along. I'm getting aggravated. I'm about to say something hateful.
No, bring it in. Remember, no negativity.
It's my turn.
Because Ginger's been all over the place this evening.
Ginger's got
Oh,
snap.
All right. So.
The other day.
wait. Have you already talked about Batman Arkham Asylum?
No, ma'am. But it is in our lineup. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, so Batman Arkham Asylum was being sold on Steam and Green Man Gaming, which, you know, we said we really do love. But it looks like it's being pulled and sales suspended. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment released a dud. Apparently, this game is so mother trucking board all over the place, bugs, and they did not fix the ship before releasing it. People are screaming, wanting refunds. So Steam and Green Man Gaming were like, you know what? Here's your refunds, and fuck you, Time Warner. Fuck you, Warner Brothers. We're done. We ain't selling your game. They pulled it down. Rocksteady Studios did offer an apology.
I think it is.
Suspended, or Rocksteady suspended sales. But anyways, we want to apologize to those of you who are experiencing performance issues with Batman Arkham Knight on PC. We take these issues very seriously and therefore decided to suspend future game sales of the PC version while we work to address these issues to satisfy our quality standards. We greatly value our customers and know that while there are a significant amount of players who are enjoying the game on PC, we want to do whatever we can to make the experience better for PC players overall. Those who bought it on Steam cannot go ahead and get a refund like Steam is saying.
Well, yeah, they did pull it. I had an old page load, so now that I reloaded the page, it's gone.
I've not heard exactly what's wrong, but apparently these bugs are game-breaking.
There are multiple performance issues, apparently, but I did hear from someone who plays it, and they said they had no issues with it. So
this is
I don't
what
know
happens
if
when you do the whole open beta and you let just
Bingo.
Anybody test
yes.
your game, and then you're like, oh, we're going to release it because we didn't get any reports. You know what? Hire some motherfucking betas.
That's a good name for them, betas.
Get some people who actually know game, who know coding, who will do this and do this properly so that you don't run into these issues, because this is costing you probably more money than it would have cost you to hire a couple of really good beta testers.
And we have said this on the show so many different fucking times. If you don't pay somebody to be in the beta and you're like, oh, we're just going to have free labor, the only reason people are going to want to be in the beta is for bragging rights, because they want to say, I played this since beta. How many times have you heard somebody say that I've been playing this since beta? Like it's some sort of badge you can wear.
I know, and it's not. It's really, really not.
My question would be, then, why the fuck does this game have so many bugs?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I rarely ever suggest buying. I mean, because you can buy them from Steam, these games that are still in beta or alpha and whatnot, to play them a lot of times. I rarely suggest that. There are only ever a couple that I say, you know, that are worth it.
I'm about to say the one that I've played that is in beta that I literally have had to make no reports of anything going wrong, and it's been Prison Architect. I look for stuff to be wrong because I know what I'm supposed to do in beta. And I don't ever have to report anything. It's all just beautiful coding. Guys do great work. But you don't have those type of communities for every game. You have to understand, when you pull out a AAA title like Batman, you're not going to attract the person that really loves to beta test. I love to look for errors. I'm going to report to you everything.
Yep.
You're attracting Joe Schmo. No offense to you, Joe. Joe Schmo that lives way back in the backwoods of Oregon, and he live up on top of the mountain. He barely got Wi-Fi, and he barely got internet, and he's been waiting on the game. And ooh, I get to play beta. I'm gonna sit here and play. Oh, this is wrong. Okay, well never mind. I'm just gonna continue to play. You know, he's not gonna stop.
And then they bitch, the game is so broken.
Yes, exactly.
It's alpha. It's gonna be broken.
And the thought is, a lot of these people have the thought of, oh, well, I see this bug, but I'm not gonna report it because somebody else will report it.
Somebody else will do it, and then when it comes out, that bug is in it, and it's...
Yeah, because everybody thought, oh,
somebody else
is going to
report
it.
And I remember a time when Microsoft, they were so damn hardcore with their beta, you couldn't just sign up. They had like a 6-month list, and then you had to list other games that you had played in beta. You had to list bugs that you had found, and everybody was like, I can just come up with a bug. No, you can't, because some companies have a repository that is online.
Yep.
It might be at GitHub that you can go through and see these are bugs. So you have to know that, you know, they'll be like, no, that bug doesn't even exist. You lying. No, next. Who's the next guy up here? So, yeah, it was seriously hardcore. Or you just do like Rockstar. Notice that you never played GTA in beta. I just want to point that out to you.
That's actually true. I've never thought about that.
There was no early release play for GTA, and you did not hear that. Oh my God, it's broken. Did anybody? Can anybody tell me at one point they heard it was broken? They caught something and then they fixed it before you even knew it was broken for you PC people. So look, some of you out there, cut all this early access shit out. I don't want to play it early. I want to play it right. I want it to work. And if I'm in beta, then you need to be paying me. I'm not going to give you money so that I could do your work for you.
Yep.
Hell no.
I agree. Now, the few times that all three of us have gotten in a beta, because maybe a company sent us keys or something and asked us to go in, we've gone in and we've taken it seriously. We'll be playing together and be like, "Ooh, girl, did you see that bug? Okay, yep. Did you report it? You want me to? All right, I report it." I mean, that's how it works. And that's how betas should be. But we're not going to do this all the fucking time.
Because it should not be on our shoulders. So
no. The only few times I think we've done it is a game that we were all just super stoked about. We're like, yes, let's do this.
I'm playing Prison Architect. It is still in beta, and only because I know the type of work that those guys can do, I knew it was going to be just fine. And when I read it, everybody was like, is this still in beta? It's perfect already. Can't we just release it? It looks to me like you're done. You know? So I was like, oh, that's a good game. I'm going to go ahead and get that. And I played Uplink Hacker Elite like for years. I still play that game. Whenever I think I've bought it like 6 times. That's how much I love the game. And I don't do that, but it's a good, fun game to play. So yeah, people, some of you out there, stop it. Stop buying these games. And if you're going to play beta, please report stuff. You're not helping. I bet the majority of the people who are asking for refunds are the same bitches that were in the early access for Arkham Asylum and didn't report a damn thing. It's your own fault. Whatever, I'll wait. I wasn't going to get it on PC anyway. I was thinking I was going to grab it for PlayStation 4 because, well I'm going to wait until Christmas time when they drop the price and I get a whole pack because I've missed this whole franchise. I haven't played any of them, and I keep hearing how good it is. So I'm just going to sit down and play them back to back, like a movie.
I have heard that every single one except for this one was good. That's what I've heard.
That's what I heard.
Now, I've got another one. Let me do another one.
This one's pretty good.
It's going to get us pissed off again. I have to do it. So we all know the tragedy in Charleston, South Carolina, which I live in South Carolina, so it's very close to home for me, okay? This white guy, and I will mention race because it is something to do with race. He's admitted it up front. This is why he did it. This white guy walked into a black church, okay, and they're having a service and they're praying. And I'm not religious, but if somebody's in a church and they're praying, they're not doing a damn thing to hurt you.
No, okay? Not at all.
So he walks into a black church, and he apparently was praying with them for a good hour. He was there for a good hour doing whatever, you know, being involved in the church. And then he pulls out a gun, and he kills, I think, 9 of them. Okay? He kills 9 people. And he walked out like nothing happened. They caught him later. He confessed. He said that he did it because he wanted to start a race war. Now, I'm going to mention a good note, and then I'm going to get to the story that I want to talk about. On the good note is it did not start a race war. In fact, it even prompted South Carolina to start talking about taking down the Confederate flag that still flies at the State House, which I think is a bunch of bullshit. So it's prompted South Carolina legislature to start talking about taking down the Confederate flag, which should have been taken down a long-ass time ago. So did not start a race war. It did not work. People have been banding together. There have been people of mixed races visiting the site, making memorials, praying together, doing everything they can to comfort each other. So that's awesome. It didn't work. Now, moving on to this. We know Bill O'Reilly, yes?
Oh, God.
Yes.
So Bill O'Reilly is pretty notorious in the gaming culture for blaming games for a lot of shit.
My penis doesn't work. It's all the gaming fault.
Pretty much. He says, when they're talking about, he said during an appearance on the Bill O'Reilly show, when he was talking about the Charleston shooting, Martin Luther King III vocalized his concerns about the influence of violent video games in pop culture.
Come on.
So he says, and this is King saying this now, he says, look at video games. Our children play video games, and 7 out of 10 of them are violent. Some of our movies are very violent, and we want to see more and more violence. O'Reilly agreed with King, noting that there needs to be more pushback, more people need to argue that it's not a good thing to devote your leisure time to violent pursuits.
You know, and this pisses me off because what happened, this shooting had nothing to do with video games.
No, not a damn thing.
Purely to deal with it, a mentally unstable man, racist mm-hmm. little ass hat, who so many people knew he was trying to do something, and nobody motherfucking did
it. Nobody said anything. They heard
I hope every one of those motherfuckers, gets charges pressed against them, too, because they knew what he was doing, and no one did a goddamn thing.
They saw him they showed pictures of him wearing these apartheid patches, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it, but that word, patches from South Africa, which was very much pro-white, anti-black. And that was a huge thing, and it still is in South Africa.
In the room, and everybody is wanting to point fingers everywhere else. It's not racism. America's not racist. We wouldn't do something like this.
Exactly.
This is not something you can sweep under the rug.
This kid specifically said he did it to start a race war. It had nothing to
do with video games.
Nothing. He specifically said he wanted to start a race war, and he was specifically interested in all this shit going on in South Africa about race. It had nothing to do with video games, and yet Martin Luther King III is trying to blame video games, and Bill O'Reilly is like, yeah, I totally agree.
It's Fox News.
Fuck both of y'all.
What else can we say?
Fox and Friends, you're such a fucking failure.
Here's how I feel about people who are racist and people who are murderers and people who rape children. I think we need to gather them all up and put them on a bus and drop them off in the Middle East, wall all those bitches in, you terrorists too, and just give them guns and say, go to work, we'll check on y'all in 10 years. You come over this, but you come over this wall, we killing you, just so you know. Stay on that side of the wall.
My deal is, it pisses me off, and I see this more and more with everybody posting, how dare you want to get rid of the Confederate flag? Bitches, the Confederate flag ain't what y'all rabble about was not the motherfucking Confederate flag, so back the hell up off.
Here's how I feel about that flag. I could give a fuck about it one way or the other, but if it's offensive to some people and they want to move to take it down, then let them take it down. It's a flag. Okay. Gives a fuck. It is not. It's not going to take away from your bank account. It's not going to affect your bills getting paid. It is a flag. Why are you arguing about a flag?
Fucking pride. You know what? Be proud of your hot summer nights. Be proud of your sweet tea. Be proud of your
Let me make another point, and this was actually brought up in, I was doing training today for my school, and for some reason we got onto the subject of the Confederate flag coming down, and one guy didn't agree that it needed to come down. It was a very, very nice discussion. It was not hostile at all.
It doesn't have to be hostile.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be at all. And one woman made the point of, she said, well, because they were talking about Germany, because a German teacher was doing a German Pride project. So, and the woman said, well, to me, it's kind of like the Nazi flag or the swastika.
Thank you.
And Ginger, let me finish.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know you're hot under collar. I am too, but let me finish. She said, and in Germany, you are not allowed to have anything with a swastika. You can't have a tattoo on you. You can't wear it on your shirt. You're not allowed to have a flag, nothing like that. It is banned, period. It is banned. Okay, anything Nazi related is banned. You cannot show it. I mean, you can own it, but you cannot show it. And she said that it was kind of like that. And the guy's like, no, you know, because the Nazis, they went and they committed, they were trying to wipe out Jews completely, and it's totally not the same thing at all. They had all of these Holocaust camps and everything. And I wanted to, you know, we ended the debate because it had nothing to do with the project, but I wanted to pipe in and say, it actually has a lot to do with that, because the way that
murders, rapes, killing,
exactly,
torture, abuse,
and it was the dehumanization of a race of people.
Several races of people, actually.
Yes, several races of people. Thank you. It was a dehumanization of several races of people, where you thought of them as being subhuman just because of a genetic difference, just because of their skin was made to have.
Wait. Let me interrupt you. The funny part. It's not because of their skin. Believe it or not, this whole thing with the racism and the slaves, it comes from, you guessed it, the Bible. And I'm going to let you do your research on that. That is where slavery came into play and how they kept it going. But we're gonna leave this alone. We've all stated our piece. If you don't, the flag is not going to change anything about you as a Southerner. I'm a proud Southerner, and I don't need a Confederate flag to help me feel proud to be a Southerner.
No,
I don't even need a Texas flag. I don't need a fucking flag, period. I'm a proud American, and I'm a proud Southerner. And no flag does that for me. I do that for me.
That was my argument the other day, because the guy was bitching about it, and I was like, well, why don't we just go ahead and fly Japan's flag over, Pearl Harbor then?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that would not happen.
He did not like that so much.
They're not gonna. That's
not like the same thing. Same thing.
They're not. They're not gonna get it.
All right.
Some people, okay, so I got to talk about this because this is a thorn in my side, and we only got like a few minutes, so I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna throw some steam cells and get out of here. How many of you have Gmail and you hit send and they do have an unsend feature, but you don't think about it until like 30 minutes later? You're like, shit, I shouldn't have sent that.
They have an unsend? Oh my God, I'm
okay.
Yeah,
the unsend has been there, but wait. There's always been an unsend, but you had about 10 seconds to grab it back before. Yep. Now they have increased it.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, yes, you have the unsend button. It's in the general tab of your settings. You have to have it switched on to labs, and then you need to click the little box that says you have the you can increase the cancellation period from 5 to 10 to 30 minutes. I love this because, I am one of those people ex-boyfriends can attest to. I will send off an email that's like 15 pages long and be like, damn, I shouldn't have sent that. So nice if I could have gone back and pulled that.
Because sometimes you write shit in the heat of the moment, and then later on you're like, oh, that was a bad idea. That was a bad idea.
Yes. Some of you, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not 30 minutes, it's 30 seconds. But it was 5 seconds before. So 30 seconds is enough for me to think about it and unsend. So if you.
So you know the whole reply to all?
No. That's evil.
No.
That shit is evil.
I'm going to say that's evil. I do that at work on accident. Thank God it's been nothing that was too personal. But, ooh, man. Reply to all is evil, bitch. All right.
Ooh, that made me cringe. Oh, that just made me cringe.
The reply to all, did your stomach not
Yes.
up? Did you go, oh, my God?
Yes. I went, oh, no. And then I realized that I really didn't hit reply to all, but I thought I had. And I was like, oh, my God.
All right, we got 4 minutes. I'm going to run these down real quick. There's not very many. Obviously, you cannot buy Batman Arkham Asylum from me.
Whoopsie.
But for those of you who always keep messaging me while I'm playing Tropico, I keep telling y'all while I'm in the middle, when El Jefe is in the middle of building her city, do not interrupt me. Get a Tropico 5 of your own. It is $9.99 right now on Steam. And you can build your own city and take pictures. We can compete.
Oh, my God. What was that Lego World? Is that on sale?
No. But... It isn't. I think the Lego World is an MMO. They did release the Jurassic one. It is not on sale. Sorry, people. Ark.
Yep. Won't be playing that one. No.
Yeah.
No.
I do love me some Lego stuff. This Her Story game is getting a lot of critical acclaim. Doesn't look like something I would want to play. But some of you may like a mystery and live action video. I do not.
I gotta be drunk to play those.
Yeah. That's when it's fun.
I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm so bored. And in here somewhere is a good game. I wanted y'all to see if it'll load up. Steam is being a bitch. Ah, yes. You see this right here, Rainbow Six? One of the few FPSs that I absolutely adore that I will play. I'll play this with you. Those of you who keep asking me, I will play Rainbow Six with you. What you cannot do is play like a little bitch and just run in and kill everything. I like strategy. We're going to plan this out so my hostages don't get killed. You don't get killed. I don't get killed. I'm serious about my Rainbow Six. I'm just telling you. But
Why is it that I am so attracted to that Assassin's Creed poster?
I know. I was just thinking that.
Shit.
He's hot.
Wow.
Lego World is $14.99 early access. As we've told you guys, if you're going to play the early access, please report the bug.
I may actually try that because you're able to build shit, right?
Lego, I don't know about Lego Worlds. I have no idea. I didn't know that they were doing it. They're usually pretty open. Like, I know about the Jurassic one, and, you know, I own several of the other ones, the Harry Potter, the Lord of the Rings ones, which I love.
Yeah.
I got to do the battle at Helm's Deep with the Legos. Oh, my God.
Was it good?
Oh, God. I cannot tell you how much I enjoyed that. I was sitting here grinning like a loon, just like, I love this. I got my sword. These bitches are falling to pieces when I slice them. Oh, yes. Love it. Sorry. I got all off. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, this one, Rainbow Six. Okay, this is one of those ones that you need to pay attention. Pay attention in, I cannot get it to load up the page for me. I don't know why. You know why? Because I'm clicking on the Google Hangout window. That would be why.
I've done that.
Yeah, I'm going to close that up because that's just wrong of me. I did that to myself. I'm like, why is it not working? I don't appreciate you not working, Steve. I did. Okay, so... I mean, I'm sitting here seriously clicking. Y'all didn't see me? Just like I'm clicking over and over.
No, we can't see you. We can't see you clicking, but.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm glad that y'all didn't. Okay, so this is an old page that I had open. Okay, so anyway, if you play Rainbow Six, please report. If you play Lego Worlds, please make sure you do the proper thing in beta. I love this episode, the snow, and Ginger can see it and go nuts. They're going to be harassing me, talking about, oh, my God. Oh, and this is, by the way, look at this real footage.
I'm watching it.
Look at that.
I don't think you can build shit, but it is an MMO. Oh no, you can build.
Oh, Minecraft! They're coming for your crown. Minecraft! They're coming for your crown.
Oh damn! I'm playing that.
Oh, they're
my
coming
God.
For your crown, Minecraft. Be ready.
That
okay.
Looks so mother trucking cute.
Oh my God! Okay, we're so playing that, guys.
Look at the bear. I got a bear. Okay.
My God, the bear was so adorable.
We're playing it.
Look at the ostrich. I love it. Okay, so we just found us a new game. Okay, and with that, we gotta go.
All right, let me take us out. You want to tune in on Tuesday for Tixon Easter, your favorite pixel fashion, biggest bitches in fashion. You can babes like us, babes you don't, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight.
Good night, my penises.
Let's go.